Okay, good evening. It's Tesvav on the base.
Are some people still not married?
15b3. Hadavela, pressed figs. We'll go slow. So, one of the things we said in the Mishnah, I guess, let's go, is it going back to the Mishnah? Let's go all the way back. All the way back. How far back does this go? What does it say, Dvela? Let's see. The parak began on your Gimel on the base. So it said, Elu Dvarim Misashin Demai B'chol Makom. Lo and behold, Hadvela is the first one on the list. May as well look at the others while we're at it, because we're going to be mentioning them soon. The Dvela is, again, the figs. Tomorrow, the dates. Aruv and carobs, while Erez and Kamon is the rice and the cumin. Okay? So, regarding the Dvela, which again we said that the reason why these are Misasa B'chol Makom is because of their superior quality, they almost for sure came from Eretz Yisrael. So even though it's outside Eretz Yisrael, you don't assume they are from Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rav Mona, Azolus L'Kisrin. I went to Caesarea. Now Caesarea is, it says in footnote 24, is a city. We're going to mention it a lot, so we got to get this straight. Caesarea was a city that was not sanctified as Eretz Yisrael, okay? So, this is over here. It was located on the Mediterranean between Haifa and Jaffa.
Where
it is now? It's although this is in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, it was not settled by the Olei Babel. And so, Mamela, it never got a second Kedusha. That's what we're going to assume. If you remember the footnotes, when we talked about Kziv, there were those who said Kziv, which was a border town in the northwest of Israel, there were those who said that there's a strip of land that goes all the way down Eretz Yisrael along the Mediterranean that was all not Niskadesh. So there's a large swath of land, even though it's mamish core Eretz Yisrael, but it never got Kedusha Sa'aris. Now, there may be reasons for this. It may be because they wanted some land to be near water that they could irrigate for food in case of need, whatever. There may have been a cheshbon for it. But this certainly sounds like it was included. This area was included. At least it was. That area was not sanctified. Okay, so our Rabbana is saying, as I was a Kisrin, I went to this Caesarea place. Do you prefer Kisrin or do you prefer Caesarea? How do you prefer to talk about it? Anybody have a preference? Okay. V'chameyosun nehigen b'hadot velto shurai. So that, of course, means he saw people were eating these pressed figs without taking any maisers. Against the Mishnah. They were being Avrayonim. I saw people being Avrayonim, right? So what do you do when you're Shiva Bachar and you see everybody's being like Raveris? You go right away to your Rosh Hashiva.
I thought you start doing it.
What?
I thought you start doing it also.
You start doing it yourself. You want to know, should you make a Mechah? Anyway, so that's, he did exactly the same thing. She'elis to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar. So I went to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar to ask, what are they being Sarmachon? V'amrali. See, he told to me why they were being makel. Kach nohag zuga shurai. This is the way Zuga, who's the name of a person, was conducting himself to allow it. So they were just following along with Zuga. Zuga's, we'll call him Reb Zuga maybe, with his heter. All right? Now, let's just go a little further. Reb Yitzchak Bar Elazar b'shem Zuga the Kisrin. And then Reb Yitzchak says, in the name of the Zuga who came from Kisrin, called the Chomimaya Shurai, whatever sees the water, which means, according to the footnote in 30, means that not only is Caesarea proper going to be Pater from the Mysus, but any surrounding area around Caesarea that sees the water, meaning it's along the east coast, the west coast, is going to be mutter. without taking any mice. Okay, so we've just, that's just a geographical side note. Let's
does that mean it's
it means it has no Kedusha Saaretz. Yeah. So now we're going to begin on Tazayin Amud Aleph, today's page. Is the boy Meimar ad Migdal Malcha? Is the Meimar ad Ma'aras Talimah? Now I don't know where these places are, so it doesn't mean anything to me. But these are just two geographic locations, and there are some people who want to explain how far that the heter goes to these places, wherever they are. There's obviously they're somewhere near Caesarea. The Gemara now quotes a brisa to bring a support to Zuga. So Amar Abamori. So Abamori said, Milehan Drabon Amrin. There's a brisa that also has such an implication that the pressed figs would be exempt. Well, this is the brisa. Kol haminim ha'asurim b'kisrin. All the species that are listed in the brisa that are asur in Caesarea, they are, and it gives a list, hachitim, wheat, pas, bread, yain, wine, shemen, oil, atmarim, dates, iris, brice, kamen, cumin, blopashin, and devela. And it doesn't say anything about figs in the list. So it sounds like the Bryce is saying, these are the things that are also because of Demai. But anything that's not in the list would be mutter because of Demai. And since Tevela is not in the list, it should be, by implication, that should be mutter. Now, you might counter what, that they are included in the Demai. And the reason why it doesn't list it in the Brysa is because, begin this Nisa, because it's already mentioned in the Mishnah, right? So in other words, there's already a Mefurash Mishnah that mentions Tevela. So maybe that's why it doesn't say it in the Brysa. That's not going to be a good defiya to my Raya. Why? Because begin, Bibahatzin on Iris Vekamain. It says in the list, it says in our Mishnah, both rice and cumin as well, which we just read the Mishnah, right? And nonetheless, it repeated those as well, right? Because it says iris and cumin. So iris and cumin are mentioned in our Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak. And iris and cumin are mentioned in that brisa as well, telling me that they are included in the obligations of Caesarea. So you see that it even lists things that are already in the Mishnah. So you see that the fact that the Vela is not in the list, and the Vela is in the list in our Mishnah, shows us that by implication, the Vela is not included in those things that are also in Caesarea. Does that make sense? Okay. And then the lesson mentioned it, Haveshayahi, so you see that the pressed figs are mutar. So that's another raya to Zuga, Sak, that's all we're doing, is we're bringing two rayas to answer his question, why are there being no heter to eat the devela in Caesarea without taking Mysers? Okay, next.
I mean, it should be considered demai. That's the question?
It should be considered demai at least, correct. So Rabbi Mari, because it comes from Eretz Yisrael, again, our Mishnah said that even if you're outside Eretz Yisrael,
right,
that you assume that Tevela comes from Eretz Yisrael, so why weren't they being machmer? That was the question. The answer is that, what is the answer? The answer is...
The answer is why
is he makel? Why are we makel, Taka?
So, we have a brisa that says...
I mean, we have rias, but why would we make them? We have zugas.
We can assume they're grown there.
Because we can assume they're grown there. That has to be the answer. These velas, although outside areas had imports of vela, but this place had local vela, and that must be the answer. I think it says that in the footnote someplace. But anyway, good. Let's go on. Now we have a continuation of this brisa. Harelu Bashvias Heter. Now, these items that we just mentioned in the list, Chitim Pas, Shiayin Shem, and so on, these are allowed to be eaten during the Shemitah year without taking any Maisras. Bishar Shnei Shavuah, for the other years of the Shemitah cycle, Demai. And they would have a halacha like Demai. Now, telling me that during Shemitah year, you don't need to take Maaser is a strange thing. Nobody has to take Maaser during the Shemitah year. All the payers are hefker. So, of course, there's no Maaser during the Shemitah year. No, that's not what it means. So what does it say over here? One second. Yeah. So that's the now the Gemara is going to ask a question right now, and the Gemara says like this. You're going to see in a second. We're going to ask that the Kiddush of this is actually we're going to ask why is it Takamutter? Why isn't it Usser? Because of the Isser of Svichin. Again, Svichin are things that grow wild and normally should have been Mutter on Shemitah year because nobody planted them and therefore they should be Mutter to Achila. But the Chachamim came and saw that if we're going to be Mutter these, then there were the people who are Choshen on Shemitah will say that these things that we have here to give you is actually stuff that grew from wild when really they planted it. Right, so we made an Isra Svichim. So that will apply, of course, only to vegetables. That will not apply to fruit, because trees, obviously, you don't have trees growing wild and producing fruit on an annual basis. That's going to be a permanent thing. So Svichim doesn't apply to fruit. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the grains over here. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara means. Tarei l'bishvias heter. V'yu b'shvias shvias. That's what they explain it means. Let it be usher during the Shemitah year because of the Shemitah Isser of Svichim. So the Gemara says, Yisrael mishamtin. That really, Yidden normally, they keep the laws of Shemitah, meaning that they'll be careful not to sell. There's an Isser of Schoira during the year of Shemitah. So if I see a Yid selling fruit during the Shemitah year, I can assume that it was something that grew in the sixth year. And he just simply has it in stock and he can sell it during the seventh year, obviously. Right? So that is going to be, those are going to be, let's see, one second. I'm just wondering about as far as Maestros are concerned.
Wouldn't those be higher?
Yeah, I'm just wondering one second. It says Harelu b'shvias heter, they're permitted in shvias without any tithing. It said in the English. Now, 1 second. Where would be potter from Zmai? I don't know.
The question
is, why is this, how does this answer the question fully? We started off saying Harayelu b'shvias heter, that in Caesarea, these items that we mentioned in the list here, the chitim, the pas, the yain, Not the yeah, of the pas, not yayin. Yayin is something that grows on a vine, so that's not included. But chitim certainly, shemen also grows on a tree, not included in the Isra Svichim. So let's just say chitim, oires, and kamon. Let's assume it's going on those. Certainly going on chitim. So the way we learned the Gemara, we were learning that during the Shemitah year, they're not chayav, the English says it's not chayav in maestris at all. Neither vadai maestris nor demai maestris. That seemed to be the pshat in the Gemara. Then the Gemara asked, why isn't it chayav, why isn't it usur because of Sfichim? The Gemara answers, because Yisrael are makvid to what? To not sell things during Shemitah year, so therefore not kosher, chayshid. Yidden to sell produce from Shemitah during the Shemitah year. So therefore, we know that since we're buying it from Yisrael, we know that it is not from this year. So Mimela, if it's from the sixth year, it's not included in the Yisrael Svichim of Shemitah. So we're trying to figure out, but if we're talking about both Yisrael, who are regular Yisraelim, and Yisraelim, who are Amai Haratzim, Amihiratzim are subject to the din of Demai. So why should they be exempt from the Demai during the Shemitah year? That would be the question. I'm not sure what the answer is.
He said we do not suspect Jews, including Amihiratzim.
Exactly. We don't suspect anybody to violate La'och Lavlo L'Schoira. But that doesn't answer why don't you have to take Demai. I'll leave it on the side for now, okay? Yeah, okay, let's go on. We're going to just leave it on the side for now. We'll table this question. It's a good question. I want to come back to this issue that we're talking about. There's a box in the bottom, which is, it's important to know this controversy, so we'll come back to this in a second. The guy potter, if it came from a guy, this Gemara is now going, according to the sheet that holds, Yesh kinyan la'akam lafkim Eretz Yisrael, from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. All along until now, we've been going to the sheet of Rameir. But now the Gemara is going goy potter, that if he has a kinyan Eretz Yisrael, that it's potter from Maestros. And so what you have here is, you have three possibilities the Gemara is considering. There are kuzim, there are goyim, there are Yisraelim. So since the Yisraelim and the Goyim are the majority, and they are completely potter, because the Yisraelim are going to be, it'll be from the sixth year, so it'll be potter. Or the Goyim will be potter because in Ganson there's no Kiev, because they're Mafkiah, the Kedushas Haaretz. So let's assume for the time being the Yisraelim were Mafresh, the Trumas and Maestros. And so therefore it's potter. So that's the Rove against the Kusim, who would not be Mafresh, the Maestros. And therefore, you can be Makel and assume that all the Mises were taken. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay? Yisrael v'goyim rabim alakus. V'sharshnei shavua demai, but the rest of the years of the cycle, it's demai. Why? Because the Yehuda Yisrael masakhten. Religious Jews, right? They are masakhten it. The goyim turim, because, of course, we just said the same thing, that they're mafkir, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael v'goyim Rabim al kusim, so they outnumber the kusim, and it's not definite tevel, but it's still going to be demai because we have the amaratzim still. Okay. Now, one thing we want to make a note of in the textual interpretive variants box A on 16A1, they bring a controversy over here when it says when the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara is very vague. Versus Harelu b'shvias heter v'yu b'shvias shvias, let it be prohibited because of shvias. What prohibition is it talking about? So we were masmer the Gemara is talking about svichim, but the box talks about another aspect of Shemitah, which is called kedusha Shemitah, and the Gemara is talking about the idea of you know, because if someone has Shemitah, you can't be ma'abed it. You have to make sure that, you know, you don't throw it out, you don't do schar with it. There's a certain kedusha to it. That was what the Gemara was asking about. That was the Gemara was asking when it said Harel b'shvias heter. The Gemara thought it meant it was totally, he had no Kedusha Shvias at all. In fact, the Gemara, why doesn't it have Kedusha Shvias? The answer is what? The Gemara includes in the answer that either the Yisrael is bringing it from the sixth year, in which case it's not Shemitah produce, or it's Goyim, and the Gemara holds, this is the Beis Yosef, this is the Machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, that goes all the way back to the 14th century, right? That if a Goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, is it Mavkia the land from Kedusha Shemitah? And therefore anything that grows on it, hence the Heter Mechira that we always refer to, which is based on the Beis Yosef Shita. The Beis Yosef held, if you sell it to a Goy, the Goy is Mavkia, the Kedusha is Haaretz, and anything that grows on it is therefore 100% mutter. You can buy it, and you don't have any Kedusha Shemitah on it whatsoever. Mabit famously disagreed with him. So that's a machlokes that goes on and repeats itself over and over again through history. But that's what the basis of the way they paskin is going to be. It's very interesting the way he brings down the Mefarshim. Those Mefarshim who held like the Beis Yosef explained the Gemara here is talking about the Kedusha Shemitah. And those who disagreed with the Beis Yosef said it can't be talking about Kedusha Shemitah because they held like the Mabit, and there would never be a heter that the Goyim, by virtue of the fact that it's owned by Goyim and Mela, it doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah. So therefore, he followed. It's very interesting the way he brings that down. He's very excited to stick him up like this. Okay. Well, we're on 16b. And Heichon, how far is this area? The Gemara says, Punduk da Amuda, Punduk da Tivsa, Farasaba, Tzoran Vadeg Kisrin, whatever it is. I don't know what it's this last thing. Tzoran is certainly like Kisrin. Some people say that means, it's not referring to a place, but it means tzurin, that it's fish brine that was mixed together with wine and whatever. Different pshatim over here. Okay, Rabbi Bu b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'achanino b'chuchasin ha'nukar b'kisrin ha'rilu asurin. So it says, he wanted to know about a certain fig that was sold in Caesarea. So he said these were asur. They shurubon bon mihar melech. Most of them come from this place called Har Melech, which is in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you have to assume that it's the demai or tevel or whatever. Kia barado amar believe them. We're talking about white figs. We're talking about red figs. Reb Kia b'shem Reb Yerkanon, Rebbe Hitter Beishan. Now we're talking about Beishan. Beishan was an area which was only nechba. Well. It's a question whether it was Nechbash by Oile Mitzrayim or not. So, if it was Nechbash by Oile Mitzrayim, so then it would be subject to Maestros Min Rabbanan. If it was not, then it could be, if it was not Nechbash, no, neither by Oile Bavel nor by Oile Mitzrayim, then it's like Chutz La'aretz Mamash, it would be not subject to anything. So, Rebbe hit the Beishan healed, you could plow the ground during the Shemitah year, it has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael whatsoever. So how did he know? How did Rebbe know that Beishan had no halacha like Eretz Yisrael? Mipi Yoshua ben Zeruz ben Chum, Reb Meir. It was the testimony of Yoshua ben Zeruz, who was the son of Reb Meir's father-in-law. Ani Ra'isi as Reb Meir, I saw Reb Meir. And Reb Meir, remember, is the one who holds that a guy does not have the kayak to be mafkia of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, right? Lokeach Yarkman Hagino b'Shvias. He purchased a vegetable from a guy, a garden on Shvias. And Hitter is cool. And he saw him. He knows that he didn't take any mices off of it. Reb Meir ate it straight out. So you see, if Reb Meir would hold that there was Kedusha Shemitah, Kedusha Haaretz in Beis Shan, then he would have taken mices from this fruit that he got from the guy, because he holds that the guy doesn't have a character of Kia. But since he didn't, you see, he holds it had absolutely no Kedusha whatsoever. On that basis of that testimony, Rebbe was Mater Beishan completely, because you see, Reb Meir held it was like Chutz La'aretz Mamash. The Hitter is Kula, he was Mater the whole thing, meaning all of Beishan or all of the areas surrounding Beishan, whatever that means. Amr B'Zeiras, Reb Zeira said, Hada Amra. So from this you see a big Yisod. Also, Levarnash Meva and Mila B'Tzibor. A person has to be careful when he does something B'Tzibor. If you're an Adam Chashav like a mayor and you do something, people are going to learn from what you do and they're going to derive halachas. Because here you see Rebbe was Mamash Mater Beishan on the basis of this Maisa. You can't just do things. You can do things that are, you know, let's suppose you had some private svara, which only was local, so then you had to do it privately, so no one else would know about it. But if you do something in front of everybody, that's what you see from this maisa. Ani Omer, I would say what? Oisa hagino haisam yuchedas lo. This particular garden was specifically known to him not to have the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. And I think, in a second we'll see it. In which case I would say Bishan does have sanctity. In other words, let's suppose he knew for some reason this particular Gina was an exception. So, and Viatra's Kula, and so Rebbe would go ahead and be Matra based on that. So it must be that Reb Meir, because he did it in public, it must be Reb Meir held that it was Pashat, that it was not part of Eretz Yisrael. Then it goes and it says a bunch of other places that Rebbe was Matra, Rebbe Hitter Beishan, Rebbe Hitter Kisrin, Rebbe Hitter Beis Guvern, Rebbe Hitter Kfar Tzemach. He was Matra all these different places. Then it says, Rebbe Hitter Likach Yorak, Mimitzoy Shvias Miyad. This we had before in Masechta Peah, as you recall, that he was Matra purchasing the vegetables after Shvias, after, you know, in the eighth year, right away, because we said that the Peah Eretz Yisrael, the Yorakas, grew very quickly. If you remember the Gemara, it grew very quickly. He was surprised to see them, you know, eating these or selling these Yorakas. Why wasn't Osra al Svichim? The Teretz was because they told him it actually grew after the Shemitah year. So Yaakov Elizam, and then everybody was making fun of Rebbe. And some say he was making fun of him because of this, but maybe they were making fun of him because of all these Haterim he was doing. Omer Lahanser, Rebbe said to them, "Boy and a dying, let's go ahead and judge the merits of the case." Sivakitas Nechashan Chayshus, Chizkiyah HaMelech crumbled the copper serpent that Moshe had made. Remember, Moshe made that, you know, Vechi Nochash Meim Esumachaya, right? Vechi. Not Chiyad Shamaisha, Vechi. What was it? How's it go? Vechi.
Does a snake
cause
somebody to die or survive?
I don't remember the exact words, Vechi, something on Nochash. Yeah, so, right. So so what happened was, this Nochash was put away after the Magefa passed, right, in the time of Moshe, and they put it away for, you know, historical purposes, to refer back, to remember the Nase. And then it went all the way through to Chizkiyah HaMelech. Chizkiyah HaMelech would destroy all the Avodah Zarah, and he went ahead and he ground up this Nochash Nechoshes. And he called it the Chitas Nechash HaNechoshes. He called it Nechashton, I think, is what it says over there. So it says in the English, it says he called it Nechushtan. So the Chilam Amit Tzadik Mimoshvat Chizkiyo LaHaviro. Nobody was around to take care of these serpents. Why? There were other people. There was Asa Yehoshaphat. There were other people. Other kings who went ahead and were Iker the Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael. So why did they leave this one over? Now, what they say on the bottom is the following. They say that it could be that the people were not actually serving this Nechash Nechoshes before that time. They first started eating over this Nechash Nechoshes after Asa and Yehoshaphat. But the question was, didn't they think in their heads that maybe because of its history, that people would come to serve it and therefore go ahead and make it into a bazaar, and therefore they should usurp that idea and get rid of it ahead of time? That's the pshat. They left the crown, in other words, kind of like he left a place for Chizkiyah HaMelech to become famous, and so he got this job. So So this is Rabbeinu Akasha's marshal, I guess, that this is why I am being mocked with all these things, because these heterim could have come from other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it over for me to be mocked it, so I should have the shame, you know. And that's the way that ends, and that's the way we'll stop here, I guess. All right. Yeah, Rabbi Shulman Levi, he told his boys, to only buy him vegetables from in Beit Shan from the garden of Caesarea. And we'll see tomorrow. But why was he picked that particular person?